T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 7:44 is your time. There was some injury drama yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Kelce got hurt in the second quarter.
Wow, yeah.
He leaves the field that there's something wrong with his left arm. He goes in for x-rays. Howard Eskin, who, by the way, is not in Cleveland, amazing job he does at getting you the injury reports right away. Mm-hmm. And he says it was the elbow. They x-rayed it. They don't know what's going to happen. After the half, Kelce comes out with a big contraption on his left side, mm-hmm. holding the elbow in place.
Jeez.
But he does not have the ability to snap his chin strap in
Jeez.
Place. Watching that, you had to be saying to yourself, is it a good idea to be playing if you cannot snap your chin strap in place? Doctor is online from NovaCare. Rhea, please introduce.
Yep, Dr. Matthew Volz, Delaware orthopedic specialist in North Wilmington and Stanton, specializes in sports-related injuries. He's actually a certified athletic trainer as well. And, Ange, when he was at the University of Delaware, he was a catcher on the baseball team.
Uh-oh.
Participated in 4 NCAA tournaments.
Tools of ignorance, not a good sign. Dr. Volz, how are you today?
Angelo and morning crew, it's good to be talking to you again. I spoke with you guys last year, so I'm glad to be back, and thanks for having me.
Well, Doc, I'm trying to find out if it's a good idea to play football if you can't snap your chin strap because you can't move your left arm.
I was going to say only if there's not another lineman to help you snap it on, I guess, is probably the initial answer.
Right.
But, yeah, I was looking at the injury, obviously not knowing what's going on with him. I mean, I don't know if he has a small fracture that's in there. The other thing that's a possibility, I guess, when you kind of look at something like that and the brace that he had on was, you know, did he have a Tommy John ligament injury there, a UCL injury? That's certainly a possibility, based on that type of brace. And, you know, those guys are certainly getting their arms kind of bent and contorted in different directions that they're not really meant to be put in positions like that. So, those are, you know, 2 possibilities, I would say. Hard to say, though, unless you have an opportunity to kind of evaluate him and see, you know, what it looks like.
I'll say this, man. That guy's tough. He really is, Doc. Doc, let me move to Lane Johnson. 30 years old. He's one of the best linemen in the game. Cannot stay healthy. This year alone, ankle, knee, yesterday, shoulder. What's going on there, Doc? Do you reach an age and then it's just a matter of time before something breaks down?
Good question. I mean, obviously it's a career of attrition in terms of injuries, especially an offensive lineman. They're taking a tremendous pounding week in and week out, although I know they've, you know, kind of scaled back a lot of the contact that they have in practice trying to preserve their careers. But, you know, it's certainly, you know, over time, I mean, these guys wear down. I don't know if I'm going to play conspiracy theorist here, but I'm looking at it and, you know, here's a guy, and these generally occurs with more soft tissue injuries, but here's a guy who's actually had, you know, PED problems. And, you know, the question is, if this has been something that's been a chronic use for him, is it something that's, you know, given him issues in terms of soft tissues or injuries to ligaments and joints and things like that? I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, I think it's probably unlikely because they're tested so frequently. But we've seen that before with guys that are, you know, obviously using medications that can cause, you know, breakdown in other areas. So.
Wow. That's fine. All right, one more, Doc. And again, I checked with Keith Jones because I thought maybe the book he had read in college was on biology because then he would know the answer, but he did not know the answer. Drew Brees has set many records in the NFL, and I believe he set another one last week. He apparently has 11 broken ribs and a collapsed lung. How many ribs can you break, Doc? What would be the ultimate number?
Well, I mean, you have 12 ribs on each side and 2 sides, so you're looking at 24 total ribs that you could fracture. So he's
Jones
about halfway
right
there, I guess, when it comes to you know, ribs that he's fractured.
How could that happen, Doc? 11 at one time?
To be completely honest with you, I mean, you see, you know, things like that happen, maybe potentially. you know, potentially things like trauma from auto accidents and things of that nature. And these guys are obviously taking trauma that's very similar, you know, in many ways to trauma in an auto accident. So, I mean, it's is it likely? No. Is it something that's common? No. But obviously it's something that happened to him because, you know, they're having reporting that he has 11 rib fractures and he's, you know, a collapsed lung from it. So, yeah, he suffered some significant trauma with that hit.
Eagles play him in 3 weeks, Doc. Is he going to be able to play?
Well, it really comes down to probably twofold, you know, that the answer to that. Number one would be the rib fractures. You know, is his pain controlled enough that he can play? The rib fractures in general tend to be pretty stable. We don't really do a whole lot with them in terms of treatment. We kind of wait for them to heal. You know, the other thing, you know, that comes into play is going to be, you know, the collapsed lung. I mean, that's probably maybe the bigger issue at this point. I mean, if that is able to heal, and he's able to, you know, actually, you know, breathe the way that he needs to in order to play, then it's possible that he could play. You know, with 11 rib fractures, you know, in a 3 to 4 week period, I don't know that it's going to be tough to have that pain controlled enough for him to be able to play would be my thought on it.
I think you'd need at least one more week. Doc, it's always an honor to talk to the great NovaCare physicians. Thank you, Dr. Volz.
Have a great day, guys. And by the way, have a great and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Same to you and everybody at NovaCare.
For more info on Dr. Volz, go to DellOrtho.com.
All right, let me just say, 11 ribs.
I didn't know that.
I did not know you had that many. If you're playing 3 weeks later, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a huge game for the Birds.
Well, why is it going to be huge if Breeze doesn't play?
No, I was saying that with irony.
Well, yeah, it's a joke.
Why did you say it? There are no, you understand some, ladies and gentlemen, there are no big games now.
The Saints,
your team is horrible.
The Saints game is a big game. We were told there was, and I remember it's because Shiel brought it up when we had it on with him last week. There was a source within the Eagles organization after they drafted Jalen Hurts that called him Taysom Hill on steroids.
Well,
Hill looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
He won't be able to play that because he's going to test positive for steroids. Won't work.
They have two backup quarterbacks better than ours.
Annette is on the line. Hi, Annette.
How you doing? I got a solution to some of this problem here.
All right. Are you disgusted with the Eagles?
Oh, that's not the word disgusted. But you know what? How you can save face? All Doug has to do is say that during practice this week, Carson Wentz got injured and he'll be out. That way you're benching him, but you're not really benching him. Say he came in contact with somebody who had COVID. He got to be quarantined for 2 weeks. There's ways of benching him without benching him. And that way
he
hurts.
Hold on a minute in that. This sounds like subterfuge.
Lying.
Are you saying you want them to lie about his availability?
Well, I mean, what's the other choice? Get him out there and lose, get us embarrassed next Monday with the Seahawks on live TV where everybody's watching, you know, this night game? I mean, you got a better solution?
Well, Al Morganti said to me during the break, this is the season Wentz decides to stay healthy.
That's not right, Al.
You're negative, Al.
That's rude. A lot of the things Al says he doesn't want to say on the air, but I repeat them right away. Annette, would you bench Carson Wentz?
Yes, because I have a Facebook group. I go live for every Eagles game. I have a group, and I'm not even going to go live anymore. I'm done.
Wait.
I'm done.
What do you mean you go live? Like you do emails, you do
text? I go on because some people, I have Sunday tickets, so some people can't see the game. So I live stream the entire game from my phone to the TV. Everybody can see it in the group.
All right,
and
now what kind of, what during that game yesterday, what kind of feedback were you getting?
Well, I cut the game off on the third quarter, so they didn't get a chance to watch it all.
wait. Hold on. Yeah, are you telling me that after that interception that went for the touchdown, you shut it down?
Yeah, I'm done. You know, I have my Alexa to wake me up every morning at 6 o'clock to hear this show every day.
Well,
so, I'm done.
You're a wonderful caller, Annette. Keep calling me. I love talking to you. Thanks, sweetie. In about 7 minutes, we'll be talking to Doug Peterson. I have no idea what to expect there. I'll tell you right now, my main focus is going to be Wentz.
Wentz is the main focus, but the most amazing thing to me was this kid, the running back, really moved the ball for them. I know he dropped the ball, and the second half, he just
six carries, 10 yards.
Was it that many?
Yeah, it was that many.
I mean, and, one and was out of the end zone just to get.
What Merrow said was that, and Mike, they said that they had adjusted.
Adjusted.
But the Eagles, the Browns kept giving the ball to Chubb.
Never
and
stopped
he eventually,
running.
He broke it.
This kid really is a good running
you
back.
You got to keep going to him. That's my thought. But Doug's, and he just loves throwing the ball. That's what it's about. Darnell's up next. Hi, Darnell.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Darnell, we're doing horrible. How about yourself?
Yeah, it hurts.
What's your solution? What do you want to do here to fix this?
Well, let me say a couple of things. First of all, please pray Merle's call on that interception.
Okay.
He sounded like a daddy grabbing for his belt.
All right. Joe, let me know when you have that. The interception is number 7 on our list, Joe. All right. Hold on, Darnell. I'll play it for you right now. Yes, Al, this was a cry of help by Merrill Reese. Let's listen.
Wentz takes the snap. He fakes. He's back. He pumps. He swings it out. And it's intercepted! It's intercepted! And running down the far sideline and in for a touchdown, it's Talkie Talkie.
Darnell, you asked
Merle
for it.
Merle sounded like he was ready to cry, I'm telling you.
Well, that voice went up a couple
he
octaves.
He hit a new note there and it went, ah, it's intercepted! What else you got, Darnell? Are you going to bench Wentz, or what are you going to do with Wentz, Darnell?
Here's the thing. Your producer got a little upset with me because I mentioned Alshon Jeffrey. And I'm not giving Alshon a pass. All I'm saying is that he was a prophet and that he started rumbling about the young fella last year. And it turns out that he's a mess, you know something?
No, but Darnell, the guy's a rat. You are not endorsing a rat.
No, I'm not endorsing him. I'm just saying, hey, listen, every now and then, you know, a fraud tells the truth sometimes.
Darnell, you're a trip, man. Don't be a stranger. Love talking to you, Darnell. Give it a ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a key moment. Hopefully, this will tie in nicely with Doug Peterson. Like, if he calls in early today, he will hear the spokesman for the fans of this city, Jason from the Dirty 30. Ah. Hi, Jason.
Angelo, I'm warning team. This is definitely a sad day. I mean, every weekend we hit a new low. I just don't get it. You know? And surely, okay, I agree with Shirley, but the only thing I disagree with is that Wentz needs to take some of this responsibility. He's a veteran, okay? I expect a lot more from him.
I'm with you, Jason.
Peterson needs to go.
Wait a minute.
Peterson,
no, you can't say that now. He could call it any second. Yeah, I don't want him hearing you. The head of the fan base cannot be saying Doug Peterson has to be fired.
Well, you have to speak the truth.
All right, fine.
I'm tired of watching us lose every week. I'm tired of that.
How does this keep happening now?
Oh, the timing. Jeez.
Jason, is it time to bench Carson Wentz?
And I would have benched him 2 weeks. I would have benched him 2 games ago.
Wow. Wow, you have seen enough, Jason. You want to see the second-round draft pick.
Peterson's saying that if we bench him, it would be something bad for the team. How can we be any worse?
That's true. He's
right near
the bottom.
How can we be any worse right now?
It's a valid point, Jason. I see what you're saying. Do you have any hope at all, or are you giving up?
I'm a diehard Eagles fan. They always have a little bit of hope. But each week as I watch them lose, it dwindles a little bit more.
Right.
But you still do have hope. Is that what you're saying, Jason?
I still have a little bit of hope.
All right, give me one for hope.
But look, the Washington football team, okay, they won yesterday. The Cowboys won yesterday.
That's correct.
And look it up.
All right, I don't know what's going on behind you, but
we lost to a team that hasn't beat us in over 2 decades.
All right, hold on. I don't know what's going on there. Jason, Keith Jones is asked to...
Give me one, Jay.
Yeah, I'll give you one when we win.
Oh!
Jay.
Oh!
Wow.
So, Al, he said there was hope, but he did not back it up with an Eagle cheer.
Jeez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.